Kick, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band. Featuring Ted Weems and his music, Terry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Pete Beelman, Elmo Tanner, Arm Down, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Jerry Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. And now to Melody. Here's Ted Weems and the boys and their music playing Seems Like a Month of Sunday. Like our MC, he's as nice as can be. His laughter never sinks. But when it comes to telling jokes confidentially, he... And I can't think of anything that rhymes with sinks. Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Hello. Thank you very much, Mr. Ford Shakespeare Pearson. That was lovely. Matter of fact, for that beautiful poem, I think you should win this year's Pulitzer Prize.
Thanks, Gary.
The accent on the first syllable. And you've rhymed more with everything but bore, and if you ever do, that's when we part company, bud. Well, now, friends, about this little question of questions here today, we have some honeys, and I think the boys are going to trip over some of them. That's the only way we know to get the people in the aisles. And, of course, the makers of kicks will pay $10 each to those whose questions are used on the program. Now, those who beat the band will, of course, receive a guaranteed minimum of double money, $20 and a case of kicks. But now that sum might grow to $25, $50, or even $100 because we have that $100 bonus. Now, there's a chance for profit to you. So why not send us a question, hmm? Send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And now here we go into the unrehearsed portion of the program with the boys ready to toss half dollars into the old bass drum when they miss a question. A letter from Miss Elizabeth Stanford of Los Angeles, California, comes up for consideration, and she writes, "A gentleman, down on his luck, entered a midnight mission in hopes of getting something to eat. He listened to a sermon which spoke of good folks going to heaven, after which he was served a huge plate of stew. A new tune title will tell you his amazed exclamation." And Red Ingle thinks he's got the answer right away, a split second before Art Winner or Parker Gibbs. All right, Red.
All This in Heaven, too.
That's what he said. All right, can you play All This in Heaven, too, in that broken down horn of yours? Thank you very much. That'll be enough, and that gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard, Red. You're doing very well this evening. And Ella Meissner of Elwood City, Pennsylvania, pens a poem which reads, "Practice is the hardest thing to make small Johnny do. He'll pout, then sulk until the clock above him says you're through. One day his mother hears a tune. She's pleased, but when she sees that it's not he, why, glory be, it's..." And Pete Beelman's got the answer there.
Kitten on the keys.
It's Kitten on the keys. Oh, on a trombone. This should be beautiful. Kitten on the keys. Why didn't you keep your mouth shut until we got around the chopsticks?
I was just thinking of that, yeah.
Huh? If I could be sure you would, I'd be sure we wouldn't get chopsticks on here. Would you care to play Kitten on the keys, Pete? Diabetes.
Mr. Pete Beelman in Diabetes and D-flat, if ever I heard it. Gives you 10 points on the scoreboard. I guess other than that, you don't care anyhow. So from Mrs. L.E. Stiles of East Cleveland, Ohio, comes this one. What song title tells you that Cinderella might have exclaimed if she awakened one morning to find her foot had grown too large for the glass slipper? It's an old, old comedy tune, and the title asks a question. Here's Cinderella. She wakes up in the morning, and her foot won't fit into the little glass slipper. Her foot's too big. What might she have exclaimed using the title of an old, old comedy tune that asks a question, and Red Ingle's got it again?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Where is my little dog gone? No?
You think that went up all by yourself, did you, Ed?
Well,
I'll make you feel very
good.
Could
be.
Huh?
Could be.
Could be. Could be, and it is. That's the right answer.
No.
That's pretty nasty of me to do that, but we'd like to take a few pounds off of him every program. Yeah, all right, Red, can you play Where Oh Where Is My Little Dog Gone on your saxophone, please, sir? All right. Except for about 8 bars too many, that was the right answer and gives you your second 10 points up on the scoreboard, Red. Very nice indeed. Well, now, bail out, boys, and get back to earth. We have a tune to tinker with. Ted, how's for tempo?
I'd like to suggest a little tune you may have heard of, Gary. It's Our Love Affair.
Sounds like a natural for Perry Como to sing.
Our love affair was meant to be. It's me for you, dear, and you for me. With thought, no quarrel and tears start to grow. But after the tears, our love will smile through. I'm sure that I could never hide the thrill I get when you're by my side. And when we're older, we'll proudly declare, wasn't ours a lovely love affair?
Suppose, for the sake of making a certain point I have in mind, that you are a pitcher of nice, rich cream. Now, in all the world, there's nothing that you, as a pitcher of cream, enjoy more than being poured onto a bowl full of flat flake cereals, the kind you easily make good and soggy. Now, there you are, you old pitcher of cream, you, sitting on the breakfast table and waiting for a chance to sog up the cereal. But curses your double cross. The missus puts a package of Kix on the table. Yes, sir, Kix. The wonderful new kind of breakfast food that's so doggone crisp you can't do a thing with it. Too bad, old pitcher of cream. Better luck in some other home where they don't yet know about Kix. Spelled K-I-X.
The breakfast cereal that really stays crisp in milk or cream.
Thank you very much, Fort, you old ear of corn, you. Wow. Next week we'll have you do the same thing with gestures and rompers. Now, F.A. Hennessy of St. Paul, Minnesota, wants you to tell him what is found in an apiary in addition to the Apis mellifica. The toon is 12 years old, and you can all go across the street for a sandwich now, if you like. So far, nobody has managed to beat the band. Here's the question again. F.A. Hennessy of St. Paul, Minnesota, wants you to tell him what is found in an apiary in addition to the Apis mellifica. The toon is 12 years old. All you've got to do is know what an apiary is. Red Engel sitting there chewing his fingernails. In several weeks that we've been on the air, he's already got his right arm chewed all the way up to just below the elbow. Everybody get up. Oh, Parker Gibbs thinks he knows the answer over here. All right, Parker.
Well, isn't the bee?
What?
Isn't an apiary something to do with bees?
Yes, yes it is.
Well, and would it be the bee?
Are you asking me or
something? Yeah, I'm asking you because I don't know what that apis
is. No, is that going to be your answer?
Yeah,
no fair wheedling me down. You know?
Yeah, well, I just want to know what that
is. You can't ask me if it is such and such a thing. You've got to say.
Well, give it to
me. I'll
tell
you what we'll do. Country Watchman thinks he knows for sure, so we'll get over to country here. I don't know.
What was the Latin phrase you used there? Or whatever it was, Greek or. I want to make up my mind whether.
What is found in an apiary in addition to the Apis mellifica?
Well, if Apis mellifica is bee, well, then what else is there would be honey, huh?
That's honey, that's right,
honey,
yeah.
And that's the song title?
We were getting awful complicated there for a while.
Well, I just...
Thanks very much for coming and pulling me out, Country Washburn, and you get to play honey on the bull fiddle if you can, huh? That gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard. The next time, Mr. Gibbs, you think you have the answer, make sure that you know what you want to say and then say it. Don't ask me if several answers could be it, please. And now Harry K. Mascolo of Fort Lee, New Jersey, says, what very famous classical selection is called to mind by Longfellow's poem, The Village Blacksmith? What very famous... Oh, and there goes Rosie Carr. Some hand up in the air, and so did Art Winner.
Anvil, of course.
Anvil chorus from Verdi's opera Il Trovatore. Sure, can you? I just wanted to show you how to pronounce that. Has it written down here. Can you play the anvil chorus? Some things that contact or no contact, I just don't have to stand for, and that's fine. Anyhow, it gives you 10 points up on the scoreboard there. Whirling Birdie, they used to call it. And now Mrs. Sylvia Ferguson of San Leandro, California, offers this witty bit. Grandpa has been wearing store teeth for over 40 years. If suddenly he sprouts a new tooth, what song title might be his natural question to the tooth regarding its belated appearance? The tune is currently popular. So far, we've asked several questions. Nobody's managed to beat the band as yet. 7 questions in all, I think. Would you care to hear that one again? Well, Grandpa has been wearing store teeth for over 40 years. Now, if suddenly he sprouts a new tooth, what song title might be his natural question to the tooth regarding its belated appearance? The tune is currently popular. You see, it's not popular enough, though, after looking around. It's Pete Beelman back there.
Where have you been all my life?
Why, Pete, that's the right answer. I'm amazed at you. Sure. All right, can you play where?
I might have just as well missed it because I can't play it.
Mr. Bill, can anybody in the band play Where Have You Been All My Life? Well, that's fine. Thank you very much. And I'll tell you what we do, Pete. We have to get you to throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. You're the first person to beat the band, and so Mrs. Sylvia Ferguson of San Leandro, California, becomes the first person to receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more.
Half a dollar in a drum is just like that guy losing that tooth, too, you know.
All right, Pete, thank you. And now comes poetry. Poetry again. Poetry again, penned by Mrs. D.L. Forsyth of Dickinson, North Dakota. Goes like this. He doesn't hug and he doesn't kiss. He hasn't time for any miss. He will not stroll, nor his eyes roll. Dancing and necking to him are droll. He's perfectly healthy, so stars above, someone tell me what ails this lug. He's alive. Thought you'd be interested in knowing this. The tune's about 5 years old, and Marvel Maxwell knows the answer over here. All right, Marvel.
Wait a minute. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love.
Marvel, you couldn't be right if you listened to him yourself. That's right. All right. Could you please sing it for me, if you will?
It's another thing. The lady. The gentleman obviously doesn't believe in making love. Oh, I know.
Right. That's all right. It gives you 10 points on the scoreboard. You didn't sing much of it. What you did was beautiful, Marlo. We appreciate it very much, and I think you're pretty and all like that. Now, your oral examination's over for the moment, lads, and will you prepare at once for General Assembly? And, Ted, will you preside?
I'll pass out an assignment, too, while I'm about it, Gary. Boys, make notes on this. Elmo Tanner's going to whistle. Romance is everywhere.
Ah, Elmo, take it, will you?
Yeah, I
like that idea. I really did.
What idea, Gary?
That little trick you used a few minutes ago there about playing like somebody with a pitcher of cream. Gee, that was cute.
Oh, thank you, Gary.
No, not at all. And look, here, I got another bright idea. Why don't you divide yourself up into three equal parts and play like you're a crisp assured package?
Gary, I will not divide myself up into three equal parts, not even for General Mills.
That's a lie.
However, I will talk about the Christmas Assured Package, believe you me, as follows. Ladies and gentlemen, I now hold in my good right hand the sensational Christmas Assured Package, especially developed by General Mills for the new corn cereal Kix. I'm going to open this package like this. There we are. And what do we have here? Merely a wax seal inner sack, not by a long shot. Inside this outside Kix package are three separate cartons of equal size, yes, sir? Each one tightly sealed with wax, yet easy to open. And, of course, you open them only one at a time, just as the Kix are needed. So, let's open one. Right. Yeah. Now, we see these elegant little round golden Kix bubbles of corn, which this unusual and remarkable package has preserved in practically oven freshness. Yes, sir? That's the purpose of the Crisp Assured Package, to preserve the delicious crispness and freshness of Kix. But, whoa, wait a minute. Don't get the idea that this crisp story is the only big news about Kix. Far from it. There's a nutrition story about Kix that is the biggest breakfast food news in years. I'll give it to you later on. Listen for it, will you? Thanks.
Well, thank you very much, boy. Thank you very much. You talk so convincingly, I just couldn't wait to go get some Kix. You don't happen to have a pitcher of cream on you, do you?
say, so far, friends, only one person out of all the people who sent in questions this week have managed to beat the band. Let's see what we can do with this last group. Excuse me. Mrs. D. Hammerstrom of Springfield, Massachusetts, is credited with the following. If you stop and think of the habits of the firefly, possibly you can tell us what one firefly said to another firefly as it saw the sun coming up. The tune is a popular melody of about 8 years ago. And Ralph Blank over here on the piano has got it, so did Elmo Tanner over on that side.
Let's turn out the lights and go to sleep.
Let's turn out the lights and go to sleep. Ralph, you're perfectly right. Let me hear you play that, will you? Thank you. Your rendition of that was very drowsy. That two-bar ending rhymes perfectly with what I had in mind. A.C. Dornfeld. A.C. Dornfeld of Collingswood, New Jersey, asks if Elmo Tanner came home on the eve of his wedding anniversary with no remembrance for Mrs. Tanner, who would he likely... Time out. I need another Jack to kick here. My strength is slipping away. If Elmo Tanner came home on the eve of his wedding anniversary with no remembrance... Stop carrying your lunch to work in your horn. If he came home on the eve of his wedding anniversary with no remembrance for Mrs. Tanner, who would be likely to be sharing company with him for the rest of the day? It's a standard novelty melody. That time I read it right, and Red Engel's got the answer. All right, Red.
His dog. Whistler and his dog?
Whistler and his dog, that's right. Sure, can you play that? Everybody together. Red. May I see your license? Here we come into another question. A letter now from Opal Denny of Nashville, Tennessee. Now listen closely. There's an old expression which says, money talks. A recently popular tune declares that the moon is a silver dollar. However, a brand new tune proves that the moon is not a silver dollar because... why? Now think of the expression, money talks. A recently popular tune declares that the moon is a silver dollar. However, a brand new tune proves that the moon is not a silver dollar because... I'm sorry, time's up, and the answer is the moon won't talk. See? Couldn't be money because money talks, and the answer is the moon won't talk. And so it looks like the whole band has got to arise, throw 50 cents in the old bass drum. And Opal Denny of Nashville, Tennessee, becomes the second person this afternoon to receive a full case of Kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be much more, keeping that bonus in mind. And now...
Time, Gary. Time's up, you know.
This is getting to be a habit, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of looks like it, son. There's scores to stand, you know.
Well, all right. Ted, will you make the tempo fidget, please?
Righto, Gary, and with a tune titled Little Boy Love.
Oh, that's solid, Pop. Give him the down.
Comes that man with a score again, and I do mean me. We just got all kinds of folding money here about for you folks,
and I'm on the passing end right now. It seems we used some 10 questions for which the makers of kicks will pay exactly $10 each, or $100. No less than two people beat the band, thereby earning $60 apiece. Our grand total expended today for questions is $200. Say now, folks, keep your eye open for stealthy movements in the direction of the old bass drum, because Red Ingle's going to be collecting some half dollars in just a moment.
Thanks, folks. Thanks, and so long from all of us until next week. Thanks for joining us today, and thanks for all of those grand questions. Keep it up, won't you? Send that question you thought up to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're waiting for them.
Folks, we'd like to have every one of you to try to beat the band. You'll have plenty of fun writing one of these funny, fantastic questions with a song title answer. $10 to you if we use your question, a guarantee of double money, $20, and a case of kicks if you beat the band. But that sum might be much greater. Remember the $100 bonus. It's a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have real fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills, and any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. So get in the game. Who knows? You might be a band beater. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems and the band, and General Mills, inviting you to join us again next week. Now, in the meantime, try Delicious Kicks, that new breakfast cereal that stays crisp in milk or cream. It's something to talk about in taste thrills. And remember, we want you to try to beat the band.